clocking. We're going online. Hey, Mick, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, Kevin.
Yes. How was your Labor Day weekend?
Good. Yeah. My Labor Day was great. How was yours?
It was fine. Didn't do anything fun or exciting or different or just relaxed?
We did all the above. We partied and we did work. Mm. And on the rainy day, we stayed inside.
It was a rainy day.
It was a long rainy day. Mm-hmm. And canned a lot of tomatoes and green beans. Or actually, Donna did that.
Nice.
Made a pie, made a casserole, just like spent the whole day, you know, in the kitchen. So this is kitchen day. We have a ton of pole beans and tomatoes. So she's like, I got to do something with all this
stuff.
Right.
Can't let this go to waste.
Yeah, I think like a
let's keep this forever.
Couple dozen cans is or jars.
Very nice.
Yeah, we're all set.
Nice work, Donna, if you're listening.
My Donna. Anyway, so happy. Oh, and a shout out to my daughter, Ivy, turned 17 years old today. Happy birthday, kiddo. I love you.
Oh, I'm writing that down. Hold on. We got to put that in the birthday club. Yes.
Birthday club.
Ivy is 17.
Today.
Does she go to Amherst?
She goes to Amherst.
Amherst Regional. Okay.
Yep. So if you see her in the hallways.
She a senior? No, she's a junior.
She's a junior.
Junior. Okay.
Yep. Okay. All right. Loverly. Taking driving lessons. She's going to have her driver's license pretty soon. I know.
Unbelievable, Mick.
All right. Well, enough about Mick's domestic life.
Are you ready to go online?
I'm ready to go online.
Where are we going, bud?
Are you ready? Actually, let's go to stonyroberts.com.
Oh, you want to talk about the Demolition Derby?
I want to talk about the Demolition Derby.
I remember you and Don are big fans of the Demolition Derby.
Oh, yeah. We got our tickets. And
good for you.
I didn't want to remind people to get tickets until after we got ours.
Uh-huh. So let me ask you.
Just in case it sells out.
I got a question.
All right.
Do you get preferred seating or regular seating?
We just got the regular seating.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what preferred seating is. Maybe just sitting right there in the middle.
Well, they you don't have to stand on line. You just show up, you know, because there's a line to get in, and you have to have your tickets to get in.
Uh-huh.
And then, but if you don't have to wait in line. You could just sort of walk up, and go, I got my preferred thing, and they let you in, and you get your preferred seat in the grandstand.
And then they let in all the animals.
Then they let all the unwashed masses, the animals. like me, animals like me. I love it. I've never been to a derby. I mean, I'd seen it on TV. You know, I grew up in New York, so the closest I ever came was that episode of Happy Days. Yep, with the Malachi Crunch.
Yep.
I remember that. I was like, I want to see one of those one day. And
then you moved to this area.
And I moved to this area, and I could walk to the fair.
Yep.
We live, you know, at the bottom of Wisdom Way, so I love it. Yeah, so we got our tickets, and it's done by Stony Roberts.
Now, did you get tickets for Friday night or for Sunday?
Sunday.
Gotcha.
Right, because we figure you have to buy tickets to the fair to get in, right? Because it's inside the fair.
Yes.
It's almost like a ride.
Yes.
And why not maximize the day?
That's a pretty good idea.
Right, because you get off from work, and then, it's like, why are you going to get, so now we have Sunday to, bang around and do the rides and eat the candied corn or whatever.
So what'd you find when you went online to stonyroberts.com?
At their website.
Because I've been to their website before.
Okay.
And I'm trying to, there was some history there that was pretty cool.
It's kind of minimal, but, it's okay. They got videos right there on the homepage and photos.
Are they in need of some Montague Web Works updating?
I think it's okay. It's not what I would do, but it's passable. Not passable. It's a good website. And I didn't realize that they're like kind of far away. They're in Tennessee. Yeah, they're out of Tennessee. We have a local guy here, Dan Galvis, up in Leiden. He's got his own thing, Skyfire Productions. He does derbies like in Adams and Williamsburg and stuff. Anyway, on the homepage is a video from the driver's vantage point. He put a GoPro on his helmet.
Yeah.
And it runs about, 9-10 minutes long or so. And it's the driver inside his car.
Right.
And that's kind of cool because, you can be voyeuristic that way. And then he has a schedule and rules about driving and about them and contact and a gallery of photos.
What about specs if you want to put a car together?
I can't remember if that's on
the website.
Well, they have a page about rules.
There you go. It's got to be on that page.
Yeah, but I think that's more like rules about how you drive. But, it looks like they have specs in
Don't
here.
Don't be an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to take the windshield, all the windows out.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Anything that might hurt you, get flown around.
Did I tell you about that time I was in the Demolition Derby?
You were a driver in the Derby.
Yeah, and I didn't have my helmet secured on.
Uh-oh.
And I got hit.
Oh.
And my helmet popped off and it bounced around the car like a big ping pong ball. Oh, and my loved ones who were watching me thought my head fell off and like bouncing around the car.
So that explains a lot.
It does explain a lot. Demolition Derby, love it.
Yes. And of course, if you want to learn more about the fair, you go to FCAS, Franklin County Agricultural Society. FCAS.com. They don't have a link to Stoney Roberts. They didn't even mention who does the Demolition Derby.
What's up with that? Come on, show Stoney some love.
Them's I got to talk to.
Oh, okay. All
them's
right.
I gotta talk
well, maybe
to.
They could use those 30% off gift certificates
if
they have
to do that,
on the 30% store.
Sure.
Remember that Mick is involved in our 30% off store over at bear953.com. You can purchase gift certificates at a 30% discount, get your website redone, give it a little boost, get a little consulting work, right?
That's right. That was a nice segue, by the way. He's such a professional, Kevin. Yeah. I mean, we'll do whatever you need. We'll completely redesign, or if you just want to take your static website and put what's called a CMS, a content management system, behind it that's easy to use, you give us a call, and we do all that for you at your request.
Enjoy the demo.
Yes, we will.
All right, 7:55.